ready
for Naughty Nay and Reckless? Yo, they better be ready, cause it's that time
for this, that, and everything in between.
Naughty Squad, yo, ready?
Hey, 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 Naughty Squad, it is me, Reckless, yo. Once again, I am missing my counterpart, Naughty Nay. She is still out taking care of personal business. We miss her. Can't wait to get her back. So tonight I have the special guest again, and my special guest tonight is Big D. You met him the last time we discussed football, and he made those delicious ribs. So I got Big D with me tonight, and we'll be discussing a topic we'll get into later. I just hope whatever you're going through over this next hour or so has taken your mind off of it. You've been able to enjoy us, laugh, and have a good time. Get your drinks ready, Naughty Squad. Big D and I got our drinks. We are drinking sort of a frozen lemonade with a cognac in it. Super, super yummy. So that's what we're going to be sipping on tonight. So you get your drinks ready. And so what's going on with you, Big D? What's up?
Woo! What's happening? And you know, Big D's back in the house. They said it was so good once, you got to have me twice. You know?
Don't know about all that, but okay, continue.
As she said, I miss you, Nay. I have came on this podcast, brought ribs and everything, and you were not here to enjoy them. I know you're going to have something slick to say about that, but it's out of love. I promise you, when you get back, I'm bringing you your own set of ribs, okay? You're all set. As always, please like, share, and subscribe to Reckless Yo and Naughty Nay. They appreciate all the support. Also, please go follow me on Instagram at Big Fats Barbecue Pit. See some of the best food you ever seen in your life.
And it's actually, as good as it looks, it tastes better. Wonderful, wonderful food. So, okay, Naughty Squad, let's get into this. So, recently, I was at a conference, the Podcast Movement Conference, as a matter of fact, had met some gentlemen there, and we started having a discussion. And the discussion came up about passport bros. I know there's a hot song out here right now with the Casamigos and the passport bros, but we're not talking about the song. We are actually talking about passport bros, meaning that these American men take their passports and go to these different other countries to find their wives.
Yes.
And I want to dive into that a little bit. So this is like this generation's mail order bride. So instead of the women being shipped to the men are going overseas and finding their women and bringing them back here. And one of the things that was brought up when we were talking about that is that the women in these foreign countries are a lot more easier to keep in check, I guess. They're not going to cause a lot of problems. It's an understanding between the man and that woman of the expectation of her coming from her country and coming over here being his wife. Also, too, I was kind of believing as well that some of these men looking at a few of these pictures, they don't look so hot, so they might need to go get a damn foreign woman because don't no American woman want their ass anyway. That's just my opinion, and I'm going to go ahead and let Big D chime in.
First of all I got to say that this is America. There's somebody for everybody, okay? I've seen some ugly people with some beautiful people.
No.
I'm going to tell you, this is better than the mail-in bride. You want to know why this is better than getting the mail-in bride? A mail-in bride was kind of a crapshoot. You get to go test drive it before you purchase it. They doing the right thing behind it. And I also want to poke this. I don't know if it's to check them, but what I will say, women in other countries are groomed to cater to their men. You go to other countries, and a lot of other countries, women are there in the household to cater. I'm going to make sure I cook. I'm going to make sure the kids is there. I'm going to make sure everything you need from me as a woman, I want to provide. And I think that's a misnotion sometimes in the American culture, where I think that line is kind of goes up and down. Depends on who you're with. Depends on what situation they came from. So I really think the passport bros, it's a little ahead of its time. Man, they're saving on the shipping and handling.
You're stupid on the shipping and handling. Why do we got to be saving on the Look, I am precious cargo. If you're shipping me anyway, it's going to be a pretty penny. I'm just going to put that shit out there. I am precious cargo, okay? I don't give a damn is. What country I'm in. You better recognize. So you said something there, and let's just talk about what you said. You said that women in other countries are groomed to cater to their men, that they are supposed to, you know, have the dinner cooked, you know, make sure their man is okay. All of their men are needs are being met. And this is what they're groomed to do. Quick point before we get to this. This is going to tie in. We were going to have our guest Q back as well tonight, but unfortunately he couldn't make it. So we could really dive into submission. However, I think talking about this passport bros, it will tie right into that with you saying this is what they're catered to. So if this is what those women in those countries are brought up to do, are groomed to do, is take care of their men. What are the women in the U.S. groomed to do?
I think it depends on the situation. A lot of women out here nowadays do deal with a lot of trifling niggas, men, whatever it may be. And when they have daughters, they teach their daughters independent. Girl, you don't need no man to do nothing for you. Girl, you can go out here and do whatever you need to do. A man is a luxury, not a necessity. Sometimes that is taught. Now, that works both ways because it has built some beautiful, strong women in this world, and a man is only as good as his woman.
Aye, aye, Captain.
But it also can put the value in what a man is supposed to be to a woman. So let's say you brought up, I don't need no man. I don't need this. Why do I really have to pursue what you need in order to have you? Because now we're in the notion as if I provide you some cookie, that's all you need, and I ain't got nothing else to offer, which I think is a different subject also.
That is a different subject, but to your point, since there have been a lot of trifling ass men out here, and a lot of women have been raised by single moms, especially Black women, a lot of Black women are raised by strong Black women that are single, and they have to teach their daughter to be that strong, to your point, because you know, from a very young age, I was always told a man and his money is never guaranteed. So you need to make sure that you can always make your own money. And if you have kids, you will be able to take care of you and your kids with or without that man. So that was embedded in me at a young age. So moving forward, as you go on in life and these things happen, then where does the disconnect happen? So to your point, I don't need a man. I don't need this. But let's just take out of the equation, what about the other set of women in this country that were actually raised in two-parent households? You know, they still seen their mom over here. Their dad did this. And, you know, the mom, you know, some of them may have been stay-at-home moms and they made sure the house was clean. They, you know, made sure the dinner was cooked, you know, all of that. And then there could have been some other moms. You know, it was a two-parent working household. So what about that other set of women? Why are they not good enough for a man to stay here and he still wants to get that passport stamp and go get this hoochie in this other country because he feels that she's going to do exactly what she needs him, what he needs her to do.
You know, and this is just a take on it. You know, even a woman who's been raised in a two-parent household, this is just a take. I'm just trying to see it from their point of view of why they would need to leave to go get it. In some experiences I've had dealing with women who came from two-parent household, is a couple different things too. How was that father in that household? Now, this can be, hey, my father was great, but he spoiled me. My father never expected me to do anything. I was his princess, and this is what it is. I need to be treated as a princess. Now, a lot of women out here have princess and queen vibes, but they don't have princess and queen qualities. But when that translates to relationships, you need to treat me as a princess. But what they have to understand is I'm not your father. I'm your man. I can't treat you like a princess in the ways you want to be treated as a princess. The ways I'm going to treat you as my queen are different. And I think that creates a disconnect in those.
Well, okay. Listen, okay. Okay. That's true. That makes a little bit of sense as well. But I'm still feeling this passport bro thing that us American women are getting treated like we're the redheaded stepchild. Like, the hell with y'all asses. We don't need y'all. And granted, I think a lot of things I've said this before, Naughty Squad. I think one of the problems is, even though technology and the internet and all of this was needed, it's a double-edged sword.
Ooh, that's a good, yes.
It really is. We need it for the advancements and the different things it brings, but it's also the negativity around that. Because you have these girls now, and you have these women, and they're doing TikToks, and they're on Instagram, and they're posting, I don't need this. I got this. I got my own bag. I don't need this bag. And then they're really disrespecting the man and making that man feel less than. And these videos are everywhere. And our attention span goes to these quick 30-second, 45-second videos, and then that's the last thing we see, and that's the thing that's embedded in our mind, especially if you're a younger woman and you're watching this over and over, and every video you watch has something to that effect. And it's making it seem, and so then these men are meeting these women who have watched these videos, and then they're just doing what the video told them to do, or they're reenacting the video. And you're making that man feel less than. You're telling that man, I don't need you. You're telling this man, unless you got X amount of dollars, you ain't about shit. So what do I need you for? And is that what's making them get them passport stamped to make them go over to the other country? Because look, don't tell me them hoes over there ain't making videos. They might be making some different ones, but they making some videos too. So what's the damn difference?
I have an honest question from a woman's perspective. Do you think the quality of a woman from 20 years ago has went up or went down?
Okay. I'm going to answer this in two parts. If you're looking at the overall general picture from 20 years ago, that ideal woman to where we are now, the quality has definitely went down. I will say that. But I don't necessarily think is this generation's fault the quality has went down. I don't think they had any of the home training that we were giving when women my age and maybe the next generation under me, we were given a little bit more of the home training. But we also had Big Mama. You know, we had a real grandma who was in her 60s, you know, in her 50s. These kids nowadays, shit, their grandma's 32. So, I mean, hell, she out there at the club with the damn daughter. And they over there playing guess who's younger, you know?
Hey,
but
my sister.
That I think that, exactly, that's my sister. You know, I think that there is that piece of it, and I do believe the quality has went down, but I also believe too that when you're listening to these female rappers, don't get me wrong, because you know I love me some Cardi B. Cardi B, you're my girl. Hell, I was following you before they even knew who Cardi B was. Before you was even on Love and Hip Hop, Cardi B, you're my girl. I used to follow you on Instagram way back when. But anyway, my point being is, even when you listen to some of these female rap songs, you know, then they're sitting over there telling you they don't need a nigga, and I don't need this, and I'll pop a plan B before I have your kid, and all. Like, they're really building out the blueprint that this younger generation believes. So I think there's a lot of misconceptions that form those opinions that may not necessarily be right, which has helped with the downfall of the quality of that woman.
I agree. And I also agree, and y'all can say what y'all want, there's an agenda being put out there, especially for minority women. And when we're listening to this music, like, I love it too. Rip me out the plastic. I'm acting brand new.
I stay brand new shit.
Yeah,
put a bow on me. I've been acting brand new.
I love it. You know what I mean? We vibe. But like she said earlier, this internet is a gift and it's a curse. Just like us having this conversation, we might be able to reach a million people. A million people get to hear our opinion. That's a beautiful thing. We get to hear things and see things from people we might have never met 40 years ago. But it's also something that can control and manipulate what we go through in our day-to-day lives. A lot of things, I think, with the passport bros too, if we're just looking at women, I feel the confidence of a woman is more in her looks than what she has to offer. And I think that's a topic of, you know, when I talk to my mom, I can bring this to the table, Darren. I got this. I got multiple businesses. I do all these things. And I am the table.
I was about to say, hell, bring to the table. I am the damn table.
See, I know her better than y'all. I know her better than y'all. Y'all thought, yeah, I'm the table. But a lot of women have I'm the table mindset. If I have a nice body, I look good, and that's something that you're going to chase. And I think that's a misconception when you get to a real man who don't need nothing, and he's looking for a partner to build with. So I think a passport bro might look at this and say, hey, look, if I can't find a woman in America to build with, and y'all just want me to take care of y'all, I'm going to go to Thailand. And at least you're going to come over here and I'll take care of her, but she's going to rub my feet for no reason. Because how many of y'all rubbing feet for no reason? She's going to rub my feet every day, no reason. Fresh out the work boots. Fresh out the office slides. She rubbing feet. Can I get your water? She coming, okay?
And she can do your nails.
And my nail.
And manicure. Your nail. You need your nails. Your nails done. But no. No. But to your point, and I do agree with that, I do believe that, and you know, God rest his soul, Kevin Samuels, you know, he had a lot to say, and a lot of women.
Kevin Samuels was wild.
Yeah, he was wilding. And a lot of women, you know, ran this man's name into the ground. I don't necessarily agree with everything he said because he was out there wilding. However, he did make a few points, a few valid points, when you're coming, when a woman is coming out here saying, I want this type of man, and he has to, you know, make six figures. He has to own his own house. He has to have this and that. You know, he has to have all of these things. And this is what I'm looking for. Okay, now look in the mirror. What are you bringing to that man for him to say, yes, we can be a couple and we can make it together? What are you bringing? Because, you know, like they used to, beauty fades. You know, these BBLs are going to start dropping.
Kim K.
These BBLs are going to start dropping. You know, you might pop out a couple of kids. It might snap back after the first two. It might not snap back as well after the third. Whatever, whatever. Those things are not going to be there. And then what do you have left? So he's over in Thailand or the Philippines or whatever have you, getting his woman, bringing her back over here. And she has an agenda too. Do not get it twisted. Her ass is getting that. Next thing you know, her whole damn family gonna be over here, okay? You know, your first the mama gonna be over here. Next thing you know, the brother's gonna be over here. Next thing you know, the damn little brother gonna be. And she got an agenda too. It's not just him coming to get her and say, we're going back to America and we're gonna build. It's not just that. Because she does have a... He has an agenda. She has an agenda too. So when you're sitting here and you're looking at all of this and you're saying, okay, fine. She may take off your boots and rub your dirty feet right outside of your work boots. You know, she might have a bath ready for you. She might, you know, have the house clean, whatever, whatever. She's doing whatever she needs to do that you think is right. But on the same token, she has an agenda too. So what about her agenda?
I agree. I think when they go over there, it's the NBA, NFL draft, and they put their baddest daughter up to get taken and get drafted. And they hope they go to a winning team. They hope. I think that, like you said, the agenda of it is real because they come from a different lifestyle. They really come from... Some of them, not all of them. Don't get it twisted, too. Now I'm not a passport bro, but I'm a passport stamp, if you know what that means. I got my passport stamped multiple times.
You ain't been nowhere if you ain't accustomed to going through customs.
Huh? Hey, y'all barely been to the Bahamas, but that's another subject.
Oh. We're going to leave that alone.
We're going to leave it alone. But there is some nice... They're not all poverty stricken over there. Nah, it's just a have and have nots in a lot of those countries. And some of them passport bros are pulling those halves. But they come from a different mindset of some of them don't know where their next meal is coming from. They're also women rights in those countries are not equal to America. Some of them women are treated like dirt, trash, or whatever. So if they're able to get out, get their visa, come over here, bring their family, they look at America like what America sells, the American dream. So of course they have their own agenda. And I'm talking, I don't think it's a thing against all women. I think America has great women in it. I think any country you go to is going to have good and bad. Don't get me wrong. Some of them passport bros brought them girls over here. Now they in there tearing their house up too because they going through mental issues and crazy things too. I don't think it's all harmony and love.
So did you ship them back?
I don't know. We didn't pay for the shipping and handling, remember?
Do you put them on a plane and ship their asses home?
I'm going to drop them in Chinatown and drive off.
You said drop them in Chinatown.
I'm driving off.
I'm done.
Pull it up right there by in L.A. by the little theater where Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker was. I'm going to drop them right off. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hop back on the plane and find another, you know? But, you know, when you're really looking through it, I think there's a lot of subjects when it comes to what we want out of a woman and what a woman wants out of us. And don't get this misconstrued either, though. There's a lot of men out here that ain't worth shit, too. You know what I mean? And these not shit men could be also part of the passport bros. They go get them because they feel like they can do whatever they really want with them. So that might be their agenda too. And it's also a flip of a coin. You know, I really think this Passport Bros is funny, but it's funny to me too, because I don't think it can go the opposite way.
Oh, listen, no, I was about to say, we're going to get on that on the next half of this subject. We need to start some passport hoes up in here.
Come on, passport hoes.
Well, they're bros, hoes. You know, I'm just making it rhyme. But we need to get some passport hoes up in here. We'll get to that later. But my thing is, when you, to your point, you are sitting over here, you're pimping out your daughter, you're putting the best, like Cinderella, like you said, you're putting your best daughter for, you know, you need to get this man's coming over here, he's going to grab you, he's going to take you back to the U.S., you're going to live that, you know, the American dream, then you're going to bring all 100 of us over here too, and then we go. Now that you mention it, though, I think Passport Bros really started back when the military had a lot of these bases over in these different countries. Do not look at me like that. Do not look at me like that. Now that I think about it, I do think that the Passport Bros started back in the day when the military men had, you know, they had those different bases in these different countries, and then they were going over there, and then, you know, they were hanging out on the base, hanging out at the NCO club. You know, they done wrapped them up with an American soldier and then came back to America. Then had the soldier bring everything. Like I said, there are 100 family members over here. Oops, boops. And then left his ass and they're on to the next. But so I think Passport Bros really probably started back then. Or there was a lot of military men who was over there. Because to your point, there are a lot of no good men. These military men were married in America, but they were over there, stationed over there for a year and over here screwing with these women in these other countries. And then they ended up getting pregnant because they thought that was their ticket out, and they didn't let them in the baby. So then you go to these foreign countries and you see a lot of these mixed kids, but then you don't see a lot of the other nationalities. And you're like, what the hell is going on? Oh, I understand now. So you thought you were going to hitch up with the military man and get shipped back to America, whereas he just knocked you up and left your ass there.
It's like Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What happened over there stays over there. That was their mindset.
That's why they started closing them damn bases. Like, shit, ain't going to be having all these illegitimate kids. And they calling the U.S. and they're calling your commander talking about you. They need some child support because you done left their asses high and dry with this baby. No, we're not doing that either.
Hey, they only come back if they make what's old girl that plays tennis? What's her name?
Asaka. Naomi.
Yeah. See, she blew up. Her dad back in the picture.
Her dad had stayed with her mom. You're really stupid. I am not with you. Her dad was one of the ones that brought her back. Okay. Oh, okay, and then okay. They stayed together. So okay.
He's an affiliate of the Passport.
Yeah,
bro.
He was the affiliate.
He handed the black book down to the Passport. You saying they set the guidelines. They put the book out there. Now the Passport Bros is just reading their playbook, going back in and executing those same plays.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to break that down so everyone can understand what we be talking about. You understand?
That's what they did. But I still think, in the grand scheme of things, when you talk about these Passport Bros, whatever, I think that is still, it's sort of a kick in the face to us American women. Like, you're really saying that there's not enough quality of an American woman, enough American women to have the qualities they need to be marriage material, that you would rather just fly over to whatever country and bring back one of them. This woman could be living in a damn hut over here riding donkeys, whatever, but she's better to bring back to be your wife than to marry an American woman. I think that's a slap in the face.
I don't want it to be a slap in the face in every case, because I'm going to be honest with you. There's another perspective. A lot of men do not understand how to be real husbands and the sacrifice it takes to be a real husband when you're really in that battle. When you're going through and you're processing things, when you're sitting there, it's tough. It's tough when you in that fire with that person. And I think this is a way for a lot of men to do what this new culture does. And one thing this new culture does is they like to skip the hard work and go for what's easy. Being a passport bro bypasses all the necessities it took for me to go find a real woman, take time, build with her, understand her wants and needs, figure out what we need to do together when it's pouring rain in the house. It's still us. When the money's flowing everywhere, it's still us. I can be a passport bro, go get something, and not have that same responsibility. I have her. She's going to listen to whatever I tell her to do. My way is the highway. And that takes away the hardness of compromising and sacrifice when you're actually with someone. So don't take it as a slap in the face. Some of the women out here aren't going to tolerate. Do you know what? For real, what I will say, the ones who are marrying type and have marrying qualities ain't putting up with the bullshit.
Well, no. And as you should not. No, I agree with that too. I do think that there's a lot in this culture where you don't have to put in the work and you could go over there. But my thing is, okay, I'm going to put my, let's say I'm one of these women over here in this other country. The passport bro comes over there. He looks at me, says, "You're the chosen one."
What is this?
Then you're the chosen one. That let's go to America. All right, bet. We're going to America. So we get over to America. But to your point, what about if I was leaving better in my country than this fool done brought me back in America? Then do you need to put me on the next thing shipping back to my country? Because how am I coming from my country and I feel I'm living good in my country and you're bringing me back here and we're in a one bedroom shack. We don't know if you're coming or going. Your car is 10 years old. The thing may start tomorrow. It may not. So what do I owe you at that point?
That's the gamble of the passport, bro. Because a lot of them things is broke too. These ain't the ballers. Half them passport bros got there because they friend bought them a ticket.
You're stupid.
Hey, 100, you heard Scrubs.
Yeah, but they were riding in the passenger side. Yeah. They wasn't getting no plane ticket. Hey,
yes. Hey.
So what, you and a group of boys? Okay, we finna head over to the Philippines and we get your passports. We finna head over to the Philippines and you gonna find your woman over there. Yeah. I got you though. Come on, I got you.
You know, so like you said, you might come back and he might not have what it, you know, you thought you was getting. Because that's the misconception, of America. Is you come over here and we all live in lavish dreams. Nah, these niggas is broke. A lot of them. A lot of people are broke. I mean, even watching, just a side note, watching the little video the other day they had on the news of all these people talking about how much money they make and how they live check to check. From 7-8 years ago, if they made this much money, they'd be living lavish. So America's the land of opportunity and greed too. But it's also that chance to make unlimited money. So they might take the chance with the broke passport, bro, shake him, but now I got this visa where I can bring my people and they're going to put everyone on when they come over here.
Oh,
because like
yes.
You said, that's an agenda. One thing about them, they built different than us in mentality. They gonna make sure when one eat, we all eat. So if they get over here and they're able to exploit money, they gonna make sure they bring their whole family so they can exploit money and build. So the passport bros might be getting used too. So is that karma?
No, I don't think it's karma. I sort of look at it, you know, like for instance, when you were in high school and you were getting recruited, and like I told you, the end goal is if they're going to pay for 4 years of college, you know, if you're going to ball out for them, they pay for 4 years of college. It was a win-win situation.
Yep.
You got what you needed and we didn't have to fork over any money. They got what they needed from you and everybody moved on. So it was a win-win situation. So I wouldn't necessarily think it's karma. I think it would be a win-win situation because if this is your agenda to go over here and get this foreign lady and bring her back to the U.S., don't act like she's not going to have an agenda either. Because if she's coming over here, she's coming over here for a purpose. And the purpose isn't to be rubbing your dirty feet every damn night.
Hey,
I'll promise you that. She may do it.
Sacrifice what you want.
But that is not her purpose in life. Trust me when I say that. So I don't think it's necessarily karma. I just think it's a win-win situation for both. I did what I needed to do to make you happy. And while I was doing that, you gave me the opportunity to do what I needed to do, which to get my family over here and then make sure we get together. And then to your point, if one of us eat, we're all going to eat and we're about to stack this money. And that's what we're going to do. And then when the black people come into our hair shop, they're looking at us behind the damn register all up and down, half-ass crazy. That's why this is another subject for another day. But a friend of mine I know, she had to go sit outside of one of them hair shops and let his ass know and stop people from going in there and say that this is not the right way to do business until he came out there and apologized to her. That's 100. What's up. That's what you do.
Preach.
But that's what they do, though, because they have their own agenda. We can get over here. And to your point, America is the land of opportunity. And we can come over here and we can make our money and we can stack our cash.
I got a question. Are people marrying for love or lust right now?
I don't think people are getting married, period, right now, honestly. I don't think there's no love. I don't think there's no lust. I think it's I'm checking in on a Friday and I'm checking out on Sunday afternoon. This has been a great weekend. We're on to the next. I don't think anybody's getting married. I don't even marriage, you know, it's like there's not a lot of people getting married anymore. But for the most part, I will say this. I don't necessarily think it's lust, but I do believe that some people get married for the wrong reasons. And that's why a lot of people aren't getting married anymore, number one, and number two. And that's why a lot of marriages don't last past 5 years, because people got married for the wrong reasons. And when those expectations of those wrong reasons were not met, then they felt at that time that they didn't no longer needed to be together.
I agree. And I think that's why with the passport bros, it's just like anything else. It's just a new trend. Like you said, it's been going on for forever. But now we got social media and we can blow things up. I really don't think it puts a big dent on the market in America. Because like I said before, half of these dudes can't afford to go out there anyway. But also, I think what we're searching for in our day-to-day lives, none of us really know anyway. So this passport bro thing, I think it's just a new phase. I really do. I really don't think it's putting the hindrance on it. You know what I mean? I think it's something new. It's like a shiny new car. You get in it, it has all the new gadgets, press all the new buttons. I think it's cool for the moment. But honestly, you don't want that chick in your house that can't speak English there that much either. Because you got to think a lot of them don't speak English like that.
No.
So you got this person you can't communicate with in your house most of the day talking about her. You know what I mean? Like, how awkward is that when you really get them home? Like, they know 7 words. What, you playing YouTube videos in English for them all day? Like, I think you still got to be able to communicate and have that with that person.
I think the ones that are groomed to be the come over to America, I do think they have English lessons. I do believe they can speak a little English, at least to have conversations, and they can get better. But I don't know, though. You know, some of these men might like that woman not speaking English, because in that way you don't have to talk to her.
And she cussing him out in that language every day. Yeah. He don't know what she's saying.
And he laughing.
Oh, she loved me so much. What'd you say, babe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Called you a broke bitch. This nigga that brought me over here, he don't have shit. Girl, I've been eating ice chips for the past 2 days.
He's sitting over here. Yeah. Uh-huh. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I don't know, but I think the ones that are groomed to come over here, I think they are the ones that are speaking English, at least. I think back in the day when they had the mail order brides, now they just got shipped over here. They didn't know. They know, hi. Hi, my name is. That's all you got.
They all hi. Got the gold.
My name is. That's it.
Hey, even when we went to the DR and we bumped into them honeys, it was funny because they spoke nothing but Spanish, which was wild. It was nothing but Spanish. But they sung all the American songs in English. So they would sing Rihanna in English, but they don't even know what they're saying. They just singing. But they also knew a few English words, but they knew they wanted to get back to these states. Mm-hmm. I might take one of them than the one that's groomed. I might take the one out the Huffle. I might take the one for real that washes out of the little stream down the street. But what happens if you get the Eddie Murphy syndrome too? Remember, you're talking, what was that, Delirious or Raw? Eddie, why you treat me like this, Eddie?
Oh, that was Raw.
Raw. You know what happens when they come around here and they start learning American culture and American women start teaching them their culture? Does that change?
You know what? This is a true point. And this is not even funny, but this is real. So back in the day when I was young and single, whatever, and I used to have a few friends that were African, and, you know, they were single too. You know, we were just friends. We were hanging out, whatever. We'd be, you know, Jimmy's on Thursday nights. Anyway, long story short, their African friends that were married to their African women. So their friends would have get-togethers at parties, and, you know, they would bring me with them. And then after the party was over, my African friends would tell me, my friend said that you cannot come around his wife anymore.
You the one he was talking about. You the one. See, look, you over there corrupting them women. Girl, why are you doing that? You ain't got to do that shit.
Look, I'm
girl,
just
put them dishes there. He told you to do what? You tell him, fuck him. Hey, how you doing? This party is lovely.
This is the best party I've been to.
Girl,
So he was like, oh yeah, you're not welcome around his their wives anymore. Like, I was just having conversations. Like, I don't understand what I was just having a conversation. And if they ask me a question, I'm going to tell them. If I have to follow a script and know what I can and cannot say, that needs to be handed to me ahead of time.
Yeah, I know. It has to be handed to you ahead of time because you don't have no act right. So you need to get a script days in advance so you can actually study the script. And it's still a 50-50 shot if you follow it. Because all it takes is a couple of drinks and a little relaxation when you telling her, man, you see all the stuff he doing? Girl, you can do half of that and keep him. He ain't even worth it.
I know one time I just asked a question because her husband, on his days off, he used to love playing tennis. And he would be playing tennis all damn day. I just asked one simple question. Why in the hell is he off? And his 2 days off, he's on the tennis courts and he's not around here helping you with these kids and helping you clean this house. That's the only thing I ask. And then I get banned?
Yeah, you get banned.
That's a true question.
No, that's not a true question. You know why it's not a true question? Because she never thought about that.
Well, she should have.
That whole time. You want to know why? Because she understood I'm here to take care of the kids. He brings in the money and I'm here to play my part. Now she looking at him, Eddie. Why you play tennis and not take care of kids, Eddie? And he don't have the answers. So when she came home and, you know, he put his tennis racket down, he put his shoes up, he said, hey babe, kiss her on the forehead. And she had an attitude. And all men know when your woman has an attitude, you say, hey babe, what's wrong? They gonna say nothing. You know there's something. Babe, what's up, man? You know, how was tennis? That's what her problem was. And us being ignorant, tennis was fun. I went out there. I beat a couple goons on the course. You know, I had a nice backhand. You know, I was over here 30 loving them. And she hit you with that bombshell. I don't think you should play tennis on your off days. And he said, why? Well, Yolanda told me that instead of you playing tennis, you should spend time with your family. And you know what he said? Jimmy, don't you ever bring her over here again. She over here talking about I need to be home. He ain't been home in 8 years.
Listen, I just, like I said, I just asked questions. So I don't know what's up with that. So listen, before we're going to talk on the other side, though, we're going to flip the script. Ooh. And we're going to talk about, you know, it just, no offense, ladies, it just rhymes with bros, passport hoes. You know, what if these women get these passports now and start going getting these men from other countries? But before we do that, we would now take our break and have our naughty moment. But since we don't have Naughty Nay, we're going to let Big D have Big D's advice. So,
whoa.
What advice will you be giving us today, Big D?
The power I was just giving. You guys have no idea. I waited for this. I don't have no sense.
Oh, shoot. No, he don't.
The advice that I am going to tell y'all is this. Y'all listen, this is real advice. Make sure you always, always, always put yourself in that driver's seat. And what I mean by that is a lot of times in life, we are doing things to satisfy and please other people's objectives of us or other people's thoughts they need from us because we really don't understand what we want out of us. So a lot of times we spend moments of our life doing things that really aren't pushing us in the direction we need to be for us. And there's nothing wrong with being selfish for you, because when you take care of you, you can take care of a crew. And what I mean by that is a lot of times we go through life and we hit so many points where we've done things for people, and I think all of us can relate. And when you're down and out, there's no one there to do anything for you. There's no one there saying, hey, remember that time you just gave me some money because I was dry begging? I really didn't ask for it, but I was just telling you all the bad things in my life. And I said, bro, you're in my circle. I got you. Here's 500. And you felt you didn't have to pay it back because you didn't ask for it. But when I fell, you looked and said, well, hey, you always figure it out. So you have to understand in life, we got to take time to make sure we take care of numero uno. And that involves more than just doing things for yourself. You got to be mentally sharp. You got to find your relaxation. And you also start having to find peace in situations. Not every situation deserves your energy. And one thing you do have to understand, and I say this all the time, we're all meant to be used, but please don't abuse me. And that's a lot of the things people don't understand. All of us out here are meant to be used, because if I can't use you, you're worthless, okay? If you have nothing I can pull from you, when I use you, I might use your knowledge. I sit here and pick my mom's brain about things all day for no reason. She'd be looking at me like I'm crazy. But it's just different knowledge from things that people have went through in their lives that I like to pull things from. But just don't abuse people, okay? So put yourself first. Take care of one another. And as always, go follow Big Fats Barbecue Pit, because we trying to come up. And you see what I'm doing there? I'm taking care of number one uno so I can take care of a crew. That's what Big D's advice is.
Love it. Love it. Thank you. I get that one. Well, you already know how I do. I live my life unapologetically, and I live it for me.
We know.
And if you don't pay a bill in this house, I give two flying fucks what you think. And your opinion was not asked for, nor is it not needed.
Somebody pay her Amazon bill, and then y'all can kind of have an opinion.
Pay my Amazon bill.
Her Amazon Prime. Someone pay her Amazon Prime, and then y'all can have an opinion in y'all's house.
You are stupid as hell.
That's getting higher. They keep raising it.
They do keep raising it. Listen, she have to be out there on the facts. But
the facts is gentrifying. That's nice. It's
there. Yeah, out here on the facts. But no, but you definitely, and I 110% agree with that advice. If you don't take care, I tell my boys all the time, no one will take care of you like you should take care of yourself. And you should love yourself more than anybody else will love you. And if you don't do those two things, then that's when other things start to happen. So I 100% agree with that. Right on the advice. Take heed, people. take heed. Real quick before we get to this part two, you know, I just met up with one of my girls and was hanging with her as well. And, you know, we sort of had this conversation indirectly. One of the things we have to do, no matter what, is we have to quit worrying about what everybody thinks about us.
Ooh.
Period. And we need to have a whole podcast on that. So I'm going to have to write that down in the notes. But we need to stop worrying about what everybody thinks about. But if you're taking care of numero uno, then anything, nothing else matters.
Nothing else matters. But that's a good point, because I'm telling you right now, people take fame over money, and that's not me. I'm taking the money over fame. You can keep your 100,000 likes. Now, if I get 100,000 likes and I get a dollar for every like, best believe we can have 1 million likes. But having $1 million and making 20 bucks ain't making sense. But people care about what people think.
What did J. Cole, some niggas make memes, other niggas make millions.
Yes. You know? Other niggas make millions.
It's just that train of thought. It's just, you know, what are you here for? So now we're going to head on in. I do want to flip this now, because, you know, we have these men, the passport bros. They're going over here to these different countries. They're getting their women. They're bringing them back. Let's just turn the tables and let's just flip it. What if women was doing this? What if the passport hoes? Because it rhymes with bros, not necessarily saying you're a hoe. But what if the women was going over there to the other country and bringing back these foreign men to take care of them in America? I guess this is sort of happening too on that 90 Day Fiancé. I've never watched more than 10 minutes of that show, so I can't really get into the details, but people tell me about it. But let's just say, so would men feel some type of way if women just started coming over here and have all of these foreign men over here that are massaging their feet when they need it? They are doing everything that they wanted their American man to do and not.
No. You want to know why? There's one reason. I don't think there's passport hoes, but they ain't bringing nothing back. Well, so hopefully we ain't bringing nothing back. But the reason why, I think overall, especially American women, an American man would go get him a broke woman. It's harder for an American woman who has money to go get her a broke man on purpose. So you would go to these other countries and go get that broke man who really ain't got nothing to offer you. I don't think it works that way. And the flip side of that coin, I don't think they're going anyway, because they understand that the big fish is already where they're at. So they're not going to get on no passport to go across seas when they can go ahead, put their Chanel heels on, their red bottoms, stick their booty out, and go sit by the club and hope they get the big fish, get the baller, get the one with the money. Because if they get the one with the money, they won, and they didn't have to go on vacation to do it. I think they big fish is right here in America.
But there are some women. I'm not saying I'm one of them, Naughty Squad. But there are some women. And I've heard some women even say this. That I don't need a man to give me money. I don't need a man that's working. I make enough money. I can have a house husband. What I need is mental support. I need him to be there when I need him. I need him to take care of the things that I can't take care of because I am making all the money. So therefore, I can go get me this foreign man that knows 5 words of English and bring him over here, and he's giving me my peace of mind. Again, I'm making all the money, so I don't really, we're not hurting for money, but, you know, he's doing, you know, I own my own house, obviously, because I'm making all the money, but now he can do the yard work. You know, now he can put stuff together. You know, now he can get my house to the point of where I need it to be.
Okay.
Also, he's giving me my peace of mind. I'm not having to argue with this fool. I'm not, you know, worrying about, you know, I don't have to call Tyrone on his ass. Ooh. Because, you know, I know what it's about. Ooh. So what about those women who don't look at it like that, and they're wanting it for other reasons outside of monetary reasons?
As a man, we're not going to care. You want to know why we're not going to care? Because there's 25 of them right down the street right now getting the same treatment right now. For some reason, I just feel like it never really clicks. Like the person that's supposed to be with the person doesn't match. You either have women who's out here who will do everything in the world for a bum. And that's what that man coming across the seas could be perceived as when he first gets here. Now, I also would think if they're bringing them over here, these men have agendas too. And a lot of the men be having wives, and they hold goals to get a visa so they can get their real wife over here because they really don't love you anyway. But, you know, we can talk about that too, you know. But I think until they get here and start doing things, they're just like most of these dudes out here. They're taking advantage of another good woman. The only difference is this good woman chose to go find her husband in a new place where she can be more controlling of the situation. But a lot of these women deal with that every day anyway. So I don't think as a man it's going to bother me none. You know, honestly, I don't. You know, if you're going out there, I don't think you're bringing the cream of the crop back. You know, you're not bringing someone as a man to challenge me as another man until he brings his family over here and opens a nail store and shuts me out. You know, but until then, I'd be happy to see him do it.
But no, because no, listen. So we have these women, again, Naughty Squad, not yo, but we have these women that truly believe their holistic approach is, you know, mind, body, and soul. And this man, outside of money, is giving them everything else. I'm going to say this. I do believe that there would be some men, some American men, that would be upset about that. The bums, the American bum men.
Would
be upset about that.
You're pulling away my honey.
It's like, I could have been doing that if that's all she needed. But here I am. Now I got this fool coming over here overseas, taking a woman that was meant to be for me.
Hey, what I will say, that the foreign men do have an advantage. Because I'm going to tell y'all the secret. If you want a new girl or anything, just go to a different place where you don't have the same accent. Because I don't know what it is when it comes to women and accents, but that is a true game changer. So when they go to these foreign countries, don't get it wrong. Them men is all over your woman. If your chick went on a girl's trip, you thought your competition was real out here. You ain't met nothing tasting Save with his shirt off, speaking Swahili in your girl's ear, okay?
Mind your business.
I ain't saying.
Mind your business.
I'm just telling you. You ain't mind your business. Nothing.
I would say that accent hits a bit different, especially that Italian accent. When they say my name in Italian, you be like, damn, that's some sexy shit. I'm over here trying to teach my husband how to say my name in Italian because that shit is just sexy. Like, it is that there is something about that accent that changes the whole dynamic. And speaking of that, I never watched it, but there was this show on TV and it was about women had went to Rome, Italy. I'm telling you, they had went to Rome to find their loves. And I think it was like six different women, and they went to Rome to date these Italian men, and they were looking for their love abroad. But I never watched the show, so I don't know what happened and how it ended or anything. But I did find that interesting. But yeah, that accent is a whole different ball game.
It's a whole different ball game, and you know what? Especially in other countries, they put our women on pedestals. And I think it's all new. You know what I mean? When you go to these new countries, you're the new guy in the club. You're the new one, you know, because we all went through our partying days. You know, I'm still kind of in mine. But when you go in there, you're used to seeing the same people in the same six outfits, okay? We're all the same party goers. When that new one walks in stunting, you stick out. And I think when they go to these foreign countries, our women stick out. And I also think, like she said earlier, talking on the emotional side effect, American men tend to take women for granted. I can get any woman I want. You know, it just is what it is. So a lot of times, we're behind the eight ball anyway when they go to these other countries and people are giving them the attention that we don't necessarily give. And that's something that we ain't thinking about. So you know what? You might have a point when they go across the seas, because a woman, the fact would be true, as I said earlier too, a man will date a broke chick before a broke chick will date a man. That applies in those foreign countries too. So you might come back with a baller. He might have his Ferrari from Dubai. Now you got to cover up though.
No, listen, no. Listen, when I did my girl's trip to Dubai, we had the hottest nightclub in Dubai at our hotel, One Oak. And anyway, Thursday night was ladies' night. Listen, I was talking to my hubby on the phone, and I was telling him the freaks come out at night. And the great Houdini, the freaks come out at night. Them Dubai women at night, granted, they had the money. They were pulling up in the Lambos. They were pulling up in the Ferraris. They were pulling up in the double R's. They were pulling up in the Lambo trucks, getting out the car with the red bottoms. All of that stuff. But they asses was half ass naked.
Woo!
I told my girls when we were out, I said, they must wait till their mamas and grandmamas go to bed, because I ain't seen none of this shit during the day. Like, where they got this shit at? In the back of their closet? They had their breasts out. They had the short skirts on. They had all of their stomach out. I was like, whoa, shit. If I wasn't there to see that with my own eyes, I would have never believed that. But Houdini must have been thinking about Dubai when they said the fridge come out at night. Because them women was half dressed. Like I said, their mamas and grandmamas, daddies, everybody in that house must have been asleep. And they have a whole secret compartment of these clothes that they done ordered online. And they have them hidden, and they don't put it on until ladies' night for One Oak, because they came out there half-ass dressed.
She's saying they got the Chanel version of Fashion Nova over there.
Shit, they okay? Okay? Do you hear me? Shoot, I was like, they were not dressed like that during the day. I know that. That was a whole nother ball game.
But you know what they're doing? They fishing.
Hell yeah, they fishing.
They fishing. So Dubai, if you're going to do a pass, what she just told you basically, though, if you're going to be a passport hoe, if you go to Dubai, you better step your game up. Because yeah, them girls out there is on a whole nother level.
That's a whole nother level. Look, even Reckless can't touch that level. I ain't even going to lie. That's a whole new level. I'm like, huh, damn, this is what we do in Dubai at night? I was like, oh, okay.
But you know what? I do think it's possible for, you know, the passport host. So look how Stella got her groove back.
You're stupid.
She went and got Winston. Wasn't she on vacation when she met Winston?
Yeah, she went to go. Yeah.
I think that happens more often than what we think, too. Now, do you think it's older women that would now see? That's how you got to see. Are the passport hoes? So the passport bros might be a demographic of 20, let's say 30 to 45. 50. Do you really think the passport hoes is going to be an older caliber who feel they've succeeded in life on the financial side, and they're just trying to find that attention support on the other side? I don't need this. I'm 45. I can go find a young hot thing over here to come rub my feet and rub my bath water.
So we won't call them passport hoes anymore. Then we'll call them passport cougars.
Ooh, cruise.
Because maybe that's what it is. Because I don't think the younger women are overseas looking for any men overseas.
They're being hoes.
At least not to bring back to America. America.
They showing out.
Like, what you doing over there, like, you doing. That's your business. But, you know, but for the older, for the cougars who has surpassed in their life, has accomplished their dreams, you know, they got the house, they got the car, they had the career, they got the money. Now they just want a man, and they don't want no bum-ass American man spending up their money, worrying about their retirement because they ain't got none, or, you know, leaving their sister's house to come to your house, or leaving their mama's house to come to your house. If I'm going to do all of that, then I can go overseas and just get me one and get me a Winston or whatever have you and bring them back over here for me. But that's the problem, though, because you see, Winston was a lot younger, too.
Winston was a lot younger. But isn't that what you want?
But yeah, but that might be what you want in theory. But once they get over here in America and see these young hoes.
They got young hoes there.
Yeah, but they're not American hoes. And then stuff. So then do you go in competition with the young hoes? Or to your point, again, everybody is being used for something, whatever that something is. So is he coming over here to get his green card? And then once he gets his green card, then it's deuces. And then he's really going out here to do what he came over here to do.
You know, I think, though, but as a woman, if you're going on your passport Krug adventure, I think the 80% of the selection is going to be off of the appearance.
Right.
You know, because it's not like you can really go there, sit down, and really get to know someone. Well, unless you're balling and you're there for months. Even months is not a real time to know someone. And that's another thing, too. On the passport bros and the passport hoes / crews, how are you really just bringing somebody back around you met and you probably talked to at the maximum back and forth a couple months? That's another. So it's kind of awkward.
But you know, there's so much technology now, because when we had the mail order brides back in the day, there was none of this technology. You know, now you can go down there and you can meet them. Then you can come back home and you guys can be FaceTiming, you know, talking, getting to know each other. You guys can literally talk every day and, you know, and not have a high cost to it. Whereas, you know, back in the day, that wasn't an option. Then you go back again, you guys hang out a little bit more. And then maybe the next time you go back, you bring her back.
That's true. But if you're a crew, you know, you're looking for something that's younger. You know, I don't think you're going to go out there and find the peppered beard in the foreign country, because if he's in a foreign country, he got that peppered beard. I'm going to be real. He probably lived a hard life. That man probably been working all his whole life. He been grinding it out for his family. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's what you're looking for. You're going to find you something younger. But is the risk worth the reward? Because like you said, they get their green card. They come out here and see the young hoes. They move on from you. So is that satisfying your needs? Or is it satisfying your wants?
Or is it just satisfying what you need for that moment?
Ooh, okay.
Because you if you understand the writing on the wall, and they changed the green card laws now. So now I think you guys have to be married like 5 years before you can get a green card. So if you're with this man for 5 years, and you know in 5 years when he gets his green card, you know, if he leaves, did it satisfy them? That time you were with him, is that what you needed at that time? And then when he's ready to move on, you're okay. Then you're okay then with putting his ass out too, because he might be tired of his ass at that point too.
What about you really love him?
Yeah, that is, yeah.
Because, you know, 5 years is a long time. You might, you know.
Look, oh, you might be like,
hey.
It might like be like Tina Turner. What's love got to do with it?
Oh, you got to be cold. I'm going to keep my name, though. That's my daddy's name.
You can't have my, you can't have that name. That's my daddy's name.
All my money's kind of been invested.
But, yes, but I'm just saying, you know, what's love got to do with it? So. But,
you know, and also with these men from these other countries, though, I think they're manipulative, too.
Oh, most definitely.
You know, I think they're more manipulative than American men in some ways.
Oh, I agree.
You know what I mean? I mean, I'm telling you, if you ever got scammed, on that phone call. That was a foreign man. He was good. He swindled you right out your own money. You only talked to him for 35 minutes.
Look, how many, there was a Dateline exclusive about these foreign men over here having these American women send them all this damn money that they were scamming them out of. So I 100% agree with you on that. I think with me, I rather deal with the devils that are known than the devils that are unknown, but that's me personally. But for other women, you know, they might just be tired of the devils that are known, and let me just, you know, try this new devil, see what he's working with. I don't know.
And do you feel, if they are going to use their passwords to go find them, now I'm going to ask you this question. Well, I'm going to ask myself, do I think the quality of men have diminished over the past 20 years? And I'm going to think, yes. A man is being pushed out. Okay. Now, I was lucky enough to grow up around men. Like, I used to watch my grandpa paint the whole house by himself, him and his friend. He woke my older brother up and taught him how to do it. You know, when things broke around the house, I watched the men go fix the things that break around the house. We got to fix our car. We go to the garage and pop the hood. That culture of man is changing. I think the masculine side of men are changing, which I think is in turn, it's rare for me because being raised by strong black women, I was still raised more masculine by the men. But a lot of men that are raised by women have a lot of female tendencies, which we don't want to talk about. But they have a lot of female tendencies, which causes a lot more head bumping because you're thinking more along of a female than a man, which might be a reason why they're going outside the country to go find someone anyway, because a lot of them people in them other countries are very masculine men.
Woo! Yeah, that's a good point there. That's a very good point. I do think the quality of men, especially as you get older, that the quality is really diminished and it's slim pickings. And being a cougar and wanting certain other aspects of things out of life, that you know that this no good man sitting in America can give you, then why not go get a foreign man? And at least with I don't necessarily know about American man. I don't know. I'm not going to speak on this. But at least with a foreign man, you could make him, you can make him sign a prenup so he won't be taking anything. Well, once he gets his green card and he moves on, that the purpose is you get your green card, you keep it moving, and I still got all my stuff. Mm-hmm. I do think men, especially the older men, and this is just my opinion, 90 Squad, so this is just what I believe. I do believe they get a little bit more vindictive. I also think women get more vindictive as they get older. I'm equal opportunity. I'm not saying it's one or the other, but I do think men, as they get older, get a little bit more vindictive. So their heart is not in a pure place as well. So you're bringing this man into your home and he's looking at what can he get from you?
You know what? I think there's a lot of that just from all age brackets now. And man, I swear, man, men have definitely changed their perspective on a lot of options. You know what I'm saying? And that's something I was hitting on earlier, man. The people who are in relationships a lot of times aren't matching the person they're with. One person might be a go-getter, the other person's not. You know, the person, you'll see it all the way through. But I do feel men have really took a notion of socket to my pocket. And, you know, I'm going to see what I can get out of these women. Now, awesome. If that's the way you move, I give you your claps, but it also does change the dating pool. And I feel since there are more women to men out here, especially where we live in Colorado, I don't think it gives a woman a fair chance because a man can really sit there and pick and choose. And he might ruin six of y'all, but y'all looking at the quality of men and 5 out of 20 of us are probably the only pickings you get, you know, where the rest is really you don't want. Oh, another question. This is another question. Now, when you're sitting here and you're doing your passports, would it change if that man wanted you to come live there with them? If you met you a baller in Italy, Jamaica, wherever you was passporting, if you met the baller out there and he wanted you to come live out there, would you do it?
Jamaica, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I know. But Italy, yeah, I might roll up out of here and roll up in Italy for a little bit.
You'll roll to Italy?
I'll roll it in Jamaica? Hell no. Italy? Yes. I would roll to Italy. Why not? Hell yeah.
You gotta leave your whole life behind.
Not your whole life.
So
I have a house. Okay, I can rent that out.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I got a couple cars, whatever. Depending on what kind of cars they are, if I want to keep them, I can put it in storage. Or, you know, I can, you know, sell them, whatever. But my house, I would never give up my house. I would just rent that out. And then if he's a baller, shit, I'm flying my girls over. Flying my whoever I want over, we gonna be partying. We in fucking Italy.
It's time to turn up.
We turning up.
See, that's what I'm saying. Women do have a cold advantage when it comes to things. Because at the end of the day, they are the ones that are always pursued. You know, at the end of the day, no matter where you go, women are the things that are pursued in life. So I think, honestly, instead of being upset at the passport bros, they need to use their advantage that they have and take advantage of it and really use it to their advantage. Like, you have to understand, y'all got the golden tickets. There's a lot of suits out here.
When I was younger and I used to work downtown for a hot minute when I was younger, and I used to see these in the morning times going to work, and you would see these homeless women. And, you know, one of the things I would always tell myself is, if I was a homeless woman, I would be in that shelter. I would be putting my lipstick on, my makeup. I would have me a nice dress on. I would be acting like I'm going to work too, so I can catch me one of these men that can get me out of this homeless shelter and into his apartment.
100.
Because you have to have a goal out here. And what is your goal? So when that's how I would view it. So when I'm looking at, if I had to be, even if I had to be a passport hoe, passport cougar, whatever, before I even went down that road, I would have to figure out what is my goal and what do I want to accomplish from this?
Real.
And what am I going to get from that? Before I would go just down that road and say, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah. And you got to weigh some pros and the cons. But I also think we live in a world of spontaneism now, and no one really does that anymore.
No, because everything is instantaneous, and everybody wants it at the tip of their hands, because you can just pick up your phone, and anything you're looking for or trying to figure out, whatever, is at the tip of your fingertips. So that's how people think real life is. And then we watch these crime shows, and the murder is solved within 47 minutes, taking out the commercials.
47.
You know? And so you think this is life, like, shit's going to happen. It's going to happen right now. We're going to have it resolved and within an hour, and we're going to be able to go on to the next. And that's how people really think. Again, this is why this technology is a double-edged sword. It's positives and there's negatives to it. And that's how we all live. And that's what we see. So if we're going to go ahead and start wrapping this subject up, Naughty Squad, but what would be for you, Big D, what would be advantages for a passport bro? And what would be some advantages for a passport hoe / cougar?
Me, the advantages for a passport bro is we get to go to the uncharted waters. Just like the internet is the gift and the curse. And we see all of the women throughout the world. I think Boosie said it the best. Like, the internet, hey, Boosie, hey, we got to protect Boosie at all costs, Boosie, okay?
But look, he be saying some real shit, though. This shit be funny as hell, but it be real.
You used to just have to deal with, what did he say? You just have to, deal with the nigga at the gas station, your girlfriend's work husband, and one other nigga might hollering at your chick. Now you got to deal with the world being able to contact your chick. So the Avengers being the passport, bro, all the women we see in different countries on our Instagram, we can actually hop on a flight, go find one, and see what it's really like. You will be able to have something that, you know, you can come home and talk about. Yeah, I went and got me one, man. She's everything is advertised. You know, I think the downfall of it depends on the man. You know, a lot of men want to be, like I said, they want to be that controlling man, but they can't do it with an American woman because an American woman going to tell them to shut up sometimes, most of the time.
99% of the time.
So they can't do it with them, so they're going to get this. But I think the downfall is, and this is for both sides, is the spontaneous. I think you're really not fulfilling the holes that you have in life. I think you're out here searching and trying to put pieces of your puzzle in that really don't fit that slot. And eventually it was just a waste of time and money to me. I mean, every experience is a learning experience. So I never think you have a wasted experience, but I think it's going to cause more damage than good in the long run for both parties. Now, the positives for the Krugers and the hoes, same thing. You get to bring something back that no one else has. And I think that's a big thing. And I think women love to flex on each other. Ooh, y'all can't see her, but she's flexing. Hey, women love to flex. Men love to flex, but women love to flex. And if they're able to bring something where they can shut the club down and shut your broke ass down that she just dumped 2 weeks ago, oh, she gonna do it. But like I said, I think at the end of the day, I think they're all watered down relationships. And just like the fake reality TV shows we watch, they ain't gonna be worth nothing in a couple years anyway.
All righty. I'm going to give, alrighty, I don't even know what, look, that's all I can say to that, Naughty Squad. Alrighty, I'm going to give my point of view for the passport bros. I think the advantage to them going overseas, Big D said one of them, I do think you get more of a submissive woman. And not necessarily, you know, the woman that has the mouth, that has her own opinion, that's going to say what she wants, do what she does, and keeps it moving. So I do think you get more of that submissiveness, and you do get someone that's eager. Since they're so eager to come to the U.S., then they're more willing to do things that's outside the norm versus people who are from the U.S. But I already said what the downfall would be, because you already know they're going to be there. They have an agenda too. So they're trying to get their families over here. Their families are going to take over your house, put your ass out, and then they're going to start stacking their dough. And then they're going to have more money than you.
Well, I got to put out my own house.
Because that's what they're going to do. You can have the house. I'm just going to go. They're going to have more money than you, and then you're going to keep it rolling. But for the women, for the passport hoes and cougars out here, I think their advantages, I did like the one about flexing because, you know, women do that. But I think another one of their advantages is to be able to have uncharted water.
Ooh.
You know, no one in America has been in this ocean. They haven't been in this water. Because to your point, when there is eight women to one man, chances are he's recycled.
That's very true.
So, you know, you can be in a club and who knows how many women in that club done been with this man that you over here with now. And that's why half of them be looking you up and down and looking at your ass with the stank face. But you have uncharted waters. You have something to you. I don't know what he's been doing on these islands or wherever his ass is at, but to you, he's pure. And when you bring him back to America, he's going to be pure. And I think that's an advantage. Also, too, he is going to be willing to, at least at the beginning, you know, meet those needs that you were looking for. Because, again, he has his own agenda, wherever that may be. But he's here for you, and he's going to give you all that stuff you were looking to doing. So you're going to have that masculinity. You're going to have that man. He's going to be your protector, and that's what you need at the moment. Now, again, the con to that is, as I said, I think, as I said earlier, you know, he has his own agenda as well. And to Big D's point from earlier, too, like he said, he might have a whole wife, a whole nother family over there, and he's only using you to get this green card so he can get rid of your ass and bring his family over here and things. You know, one of the things that I always tell people is that the only thoughts you know are yours. You never know what anybody else is thinking.
Ooh,
so
would you want that power, though?
Hell, I might need that damn power because I know there's been, never mind. That's another subject. That's another subject. But no, but you only know your own thoughts. You only know what you're thinking. You don't know what these other people are thinking. So you may think you know, or you may think you have an ideal, but you don't know. So you never know what's in that mind space. And also another negativity, depending on where these men are coming from these women, some of these island men can be very possessive.
Very.
And that's another subject for another day, but they can be very possessive. So even if you get tired of them and you want to get rid of them, they might not want to leave.
Real talk.
So I think those are pros and cons of both. And as we wrap this up, for you passport bros that are out here and passport or can't be passport hoes / cougars, whatever, whatever. If this is what you do and you're out here and you're discovering these new and unchartered territories, you do you. You enjoy. But, you know, drop a line when you come back and said, I met my bride or I met my new boo. And let me know how that's working out for you.
I definitely want to know.
Naughty Nay and Reckless Yo. No.
Hey, Naughty Nay, definitely. We want to know, okay? And with her going how she going, I think it's time for her to do her reckless rant.
All righty. So, my reckless rant today is, I'm sort of going to keep it kind of in the same realm of what we've been talking about for the last hour or so. What I am going to need these men or these women to do is start traveling without your mate. If your woman or your man can't get a passport, what the fuck does that got to do with you? You can get a passport. You can leave the country. You can go to Italy. You can be in Paris. You can be in Greece. You can be wherever you want to be. But you're not traveling because either you, for whatever reason, your wife or for whatever reason, your husband or your booze, whatever, can't get passports. You're limiting yourself to just travel in the United States. Fuck that. Get on a damn plane and go get them damn stamps. It's not your problem they can't get passports. It's not your problem they can't get their stamps. But why is that preventing you from seeing this world? Why is that preventing you from doing what you need to do? Look, my hubby will tell you, people will tell you, I always say this, one monkey don't stop no damn show. If two of you can't go, at least one of you can go. You can show him pictures. He can act like you were there. Here, nowadays, with all of this damn Photoshop and shit, you can photo his ass up in the picture like he was right next to your ass. Like he was right next to your ass. Who knows? But don't limit your possibilities of seeing this world because your significant other cannot get a passport. And that is my reckless rant for the day. Get your damn passport. Get your stamps. That fool will be at home or her ass will be at home when you get back. They ain't going nowhere. go get your damn stamps. And that is my reckless rant.
You might come back with somebody.
You're stupid as hell.
They're going to have their passport.
Yeah, there you go. you can meet a new person with a passport, and the next thing you know, y'all traveling together.
You never know. You never know where life might take you. You might need to elevate. Hey, sometimes you got to change the scenery.
You got to change the scenery to see the light. So, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Get out there and travel. Get your damn passports. Keep it moving. That is it. Thank you, Naughty Squad. I hope whatever you were going through this last hour or so has taken your mind off of it. You're able to sit back and enjoy and just relax and not worry about anything except for this, that, and everything in between. And again, thank you for your time tonight. It's been real. Take care, Naughty Squad.
Save on the shipping and handling.
The key word of tonight is save on shipping and handling. Yeah. Bye, Naughty Squad. Have a good night.
Thanks for hanging with us. And as always, we appreciate our Naughty Squad. If you enjoyed your time with us, please subscribe, comment, like, share, and stream our podcast on all platforms. Be sure to click links below to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube,
so you don't miss the recklessness.